This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I want to talk about a tool of Satan that is quite effective in doing his work and will. The tool that I speak of is the tool of indifference. Friend, do you suffer from indifference, especially when it comes to making your life right with God? Do you suffer from an attitude that is not completely for or against Jesus Christ? You're just simply indifferent about the matter. You're not opposed to others becoming Christians, but you don't want to become one yourself. You wouldn't encourage Christians to fall away and become unfaithful, but maybe that's something that eventually you would do yourself. Indifference. Thank you for joining us this morning on the program, and I hope that we can learn from this Bible message this morning. I believe that there are going to be a lot of folks lost in the judgment day, not because they have believed some particular error, but because of indifference. I believe that there are going to be people lost in the judgment day, not because of some particular gross worldliness or immorality, but because of indifference. We need to be roused from our indifference if we have that in our life. Indifference is simply where we have no preference one way or the other. We want to try to remain neutral when it comes to our relationship with Jesus Christ, even though he himself said, "You are either for me or against me." Another word that we associate with indifference is that of apathy, literally without feeling or emotion. We don't care one way or the other with regard to following Jesus Christ. Another word that we use is lethargy. This is the idea of being forgetful or drowsy or lazy. And there are those who are that way spiritually for the Lord. If you have your Bible and you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 22, I want to read a little bit of the parable of the marriage feast that Jesus taught, where the idea of indifference is portrayed in the story and what we can learn from it. The parable of the marriage feast, Jesus is likening his kingdom unto a man who made a marriage feast, and the feast is symbolic of the spiritual blessings that we can have in Jesus Christ. Answered prayer and forgiveness of sins and membership in his body, the church, and ultimately a home in heaven. And it's like a marriage feast. And the one putting on this feast, the king, would be like God, who is inviting all to come to this spiritual feast. But we're going to read about some who have indifference. And they go off and they've got other things that they want to do. Friend, do we suffer? Do you suffer from indifference? Maybe this program, a lot of folks might turn it off and wait for the music to come back on. They're not opposed to other people listening to the Let the Bible Speak program. If somebody wants religion in their life, that's their business. I'm not going to keep them from that. But I don't really care for it myself. I'm not going to tell somebody to have it. I'm not going to tell somebody not to have it. It's just not on my radar, so to speak. It's not something that I'm focused on. Indifference. Maybe you suffer from that and we can help you to get out of that this morning. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 1, Jesus answered and spake again in parables unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king who made a marriage feast for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the marriage feast, and they would not come. So notice that there are some who don't want to have anything to do with it. They're not indifferent. They don't want it at all. They've made up their mind. Verse 4, and again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them that are bidden, behold, I have made ready my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his merchandise. And the rest laid hold on his servants and treated them shamefully and killed them. But the king was wroth, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the partings of the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage feast. And those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with guests. Now, Jesus goes on to talk about some other points that are good points. I just want to stop right there and focus on this matter of indifference. In verse 3, there were those who said they would not come. In verse 10, the text says the wedding was filled with guests, so obviously some did come. But in between those who don't want to come and those who did come, in verse 5, we have a statement that there were those who made light of it. The older Bible versions use the expression, they made light of it. The newer versions say they paid no attention. And one newer version, the NET Bible, the New English Translation, that is an online translation. It's a good study Bible. It has over 60,000 Bible study notes. Good study Bible. It reads, but they were indifferent and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. They made light of it. They paid no attention. They were indifferent. Friend, that describes a lot of people with regard to spiritual things. So let's talk about it this morning. Indifference destroys us. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 41 through 45, the one talent man, he just buried it. He didn't want to do anything with it. It destroys God's people. It affects others. In the church at Corinth, in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 6, when they didn't want to zealously deal with the fornicating brother, they just let it go. Paul describes it as a leaven. It affects others. Spiritual needs go unmet. We have a soul, but we won't take care of it because we're indifferent. Well, we take care of our cars and our homes and our yard and our boat and golf clubs and material things and money. But we won't take care of our soul. What does it profit if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul? Matthew 16, 24 through 26. Indifference. It puts God in second or third place or even farther down the line. We're to put the kingdom first, Matthew 6, 33. But we end up putting God second or on down the line. It damns the soul. It puts us in jeopardy of being lost. We'll talk more later about the church at Laodicea. They were neither hot nor cold. I believe indifference was part of their problem there. And so we need to take indifference very seriously. What causes it? Well, ignorance might be one thing. A lot of people don't know what they should do with their life, or they don't love the truth. They've not heard the truth. Some have, and they don't want to do anything with it. The younger generations are growing up not hearing the Bible at all in their home. I feel sorry for them. The proverb writer says, buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. Truth will get us out of indifference, but ignorance will land us there quickly. Lack of true conversion. If you're talking about someone who claims to be a Christian but is indifferent, they really weren't converted. They're still conformed to this world. They need to be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Some lack true love. Love that will show itself in obedience. Love that works. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, love that obeys and keeps the commandments. 1 John 5, verse 3. Do we really love the Lord? We'll be on fire for Him. We won't be a bench warmer and a pew warmer. We won't stay away from obeying the gospel and worshiping with Christians on Sunday. We won't be ambivalent and indifferent toward all of that with true love. I believe fear of reproach is another cause of indifference. We want to avoid contemptuous remarks, and we want to avoid being known to stand for the Lord. And so we stand aloof. We don't really get involved and committed because we don't want to show our identity with Jesus. I think laziness is a cause of indifference. Let somebody else do it. We're to be zealous and fervent in serving the Lord, Romans 12 and verse 11. Not slothful. Maybe you've been to the zoo and you've seen the sloth. He doesn't move very quickly. Now, people move quickly for material things and physical things and worldly things. They jump right on it. But when it comes to the most important thing, and that is obeying the gospel and living the faithful Christian life, they're going to drag their feet on that one. Because that involves personal change. It involves stopping sin. It involves being regularly committed to a local church where there are responsibilities and requirements and things like that, and they don't want their Sundays being used for that. But laziness. I believe self-satisfaction causes indifference. This was the problem with the church at Laodicea in Revelation 3, verse 17. They said, I am rich, I have need of nothing. They were fine. They didn't need Jesus. Luke chapter 12, verse 20, the rich farmer, he had everything he needed physically, but he hadn't taken care of his soul. So, that leads me to my next point, materialism. Material things tend to cause people to be indifferent towards spiritual things. We've got plenty to eat. We've got a nice car to drive. We've got a nice house to live in. We've got nice clothes to wear. We've got a nice job that pays the bills. We've got our cell phone. We've got our cable TV. We've got all of our stuff. And we're doing pretty well. So why get excited about God and Jesus and the Bible and church? I'm just going to stay self-satisfied in my material world. Well, the problem is, friend, that's not realistic. We do have a material world, but the other half of that coin is we live in a spiritual realm as well. We have God. And we have a soul inside of us. We're going to have to answer to Him for that. Life is not just about material things. That's the lie that has been taught by evolution for over 100 years, that we're just material in nature, evolving from one material thing to another material thing. And we do have a material world, but we also have a spiritual world, a non-material world. But materialism causes indifference. We're so consumed with our material things that there's no time or energy left for obeying the Lord or doing His work. Amos 6, verse 1, Amos talks about God's people were at ease in Zion, laying on their ivory couches. They had money. They had material things. Up in the northern kingdom of Samaria, ivory beds and couches and sealed houses and beautiful homes, but they were engaged in idolatry and they'd left the Lord, but they're at ease in Zion. I think forgetting one's past sins or not thinking about future judgment causes people to be indifferent. We don't look back and see how bad sin is. We don't look forward to see the coming judgment. And when Paul preached to Felix about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Acts 24:25, he just simply said to Paul, "Go thy way, when I have a convenient season, I will call you." Didn't say it was right, didn't say it was wrong, just said, "It's not convenient right now." Just put him off. I don't care about the coming judgment day. We're too spiritually blind, friends. We don't look ahead. And it's going to be a rude awakening one day. Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment." It's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people. There won't be anybody indifferent on the judgment day. I guarantee you. I think sometimes what we might call, or what I might call, second generation Christians, these are people that just go to church. They go through the rituals, the routines. They're not truly taught. They're not truly converted. Maybe their parents were members of a certain church, or their grandparents, and they were drugged there their whole life, and so they're kind of just going out of half-hearted habit, and then they soon fall away. I think false teaching and worldliness. In Matthew 24:11-12, Jesus talks about certain false teachers that would come right before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, and he said the hearts of many would grow cold. False teaching and worldliness can get people away from truth, and it can get them to where the Word of God is not burning in them anymore, and so the Word of God is choked out, Luke 8:14, with the riches and cares and pleasures of this life. In friendship with the world, James 4:4, puts people at enmity with God. Worldliness. We've got some sin going on in our life or some bad habit. We find ourselves not really being on fire for the Lord because that sin is holding us back. We're to cast aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and run the race looking to Jesus. Hebrews 12:1-2. That will hold us back from completely running in service to Christ. So, we've looked at the curse of indifference. We've looked at some of the causes of indifference. I want to look now at some of the characteristics of indifference. How do I know that I might be indifferent? How do I know that I might be like this person that we read about in Matthew 22:5? Who made light of the invitation or just simply paid no attention or found himself being indifferent? Well, first of all, one characteristic would simply be that I'm not interested in obeying the gospel and becoming a Christian. I can easily get a hold of a Bible. I can listen to the Let the Bible Speak program and learn what I need to do. I can sit down and have a Bible study. I would love to do that with anybody listening. But I don't want that. I don't have time for spiritual and Bible things. That's a characteristic of indifference. I don't care if somebody else becomes a Christian. I don't care if somebody else prays or goes to church or reads their Bible. I'm just not going to do that. Friend, let me encourage you to change that attitude. And even those who claim to be Christians, there's indifference among them. It might show up in forsaking the assembly, Hebrews 10:25. Or they might assemble, but their heart is not in it. Jesus rebuked the religious Pharisees and Jews of his day in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8. They claimed to be religious. They would go to the temple. They made an outward show of their religion. But Jesus said, quoting Isaiah, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." How can you honor God with your lips, but your heart be far from God? You're just going through the motions. You're just saying something. You're hypocritical. Your heart's not in it. We're to obey the gospel from the heart, Romans 6:17 and following. We're supposed to worship from the heart. Our heart is to be into our obedience. Our heart is to be into our worship. We're not just simply to go through the motions and the formalities. And we need to be careful about that. Some show their indifference by a lack of Bible study. They won't open up their Bible and read it. Some don't want to be taught. They need to be taught again. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. They lack teaching. They're losing what they learned before, and they don't want to grow. They don't want to become teachers themselves. Some don't want to be busy in the local church. They just want to do the bare minimum. Show up, sit down, let somebody else serve me, do it all, and then I'll go home. It's like a spectator sport. It's like showing up at a football game or a basketball game or a baseball game. I pay my dues, I come in, I sit down, other people are running around doing stuff, I watch it for a little while, and then I go home. Lack of work. We're supposed to be engaged in evangelism of the lost, edifying those who are saved, being benevolent toward needy saints. But we don't want to do any work. We don't want to develop ourselves to be a leader. I don't want to be an elder or a deacon or a preacher. I don't want to do anything more than the bare minimum. That's a characteristic of indifference, possibly. Worldliness. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. Paul talks about those who are entangled in the world. 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. Worldliness. I am a pretty clean person, but I have this one worldly habit that I engage in. I'm really indifferent toward fully committing to God. Another characteristic might be neglecting the home, neglecting something in my marriage or raising my children properly. I'm not praying as I should. Maybe I prayed before, but those have been reduced now. I barely do it or don't do it at all. My giving is reduced. Malachi 3:10, Malachi says, "Will you rob God?" People stop giving their money to do the Lord's work in the local church, or give very little, just some little token thing that they drop in the plate. But boy, they'll dish out money for going to a movie or a restaurant or going to the mall, the store, buying presents, going on vacation. But when it comes to giving to the Lord, we're not going to do that. Sometimes strong preaching is reduced. Sometimes preachers just get paid to go through the motions. They're really indifferent toward the truth. They don't preach the word in season and out of season. Prove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering, 2 Timothy 4:2. strong preaching is reduced. And so churches have become sort of like social clubs. Everything but strong preaching is presented. How-to seminars are presented. Politics is presented. Money management is presented. Babysitting and entertainment and conferences and conventions and interesting groups. But there's no preaching from the Bible. Ministers, so-called ministers and pastors and reverends, have become indifferent and in some cases corrupt. Personal duty is neglected with indifference. I think about the Good Samaritan who stopped and helped the man who had been robbed, but the priest and the Levite, they walked by on the other side. I don't want to get personally involved. That's beneath me. So we don't personally do things anymore. We're just indifferent. Sometimes our personal morality is neglected. We become sinful. Sometimes national integrity is neglected. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Boy, I certainly see that in our nation today. Many, many people are indifferent toward God and the Bible in biblical things, and we're seeing it in all of the insanity and foolishness and chaos and confusion that is being presented all over our nation. Much of it has to do with being indifferent toward biblical truth. Maybe moral callousness is a characteristic of one's indifference. There's just no way they're going to change, or they might just be lukewarm like the church at Laodicea. So as we come to the close of our program, let me say the cure for indifference is to read our Bible and obey it. If we are someone who claims to be a Christian, return to true New Testament Christianity or come to it the first time. Repent of your lethargy and apathy and indifference. Get our priorities right and put God first. Resolve to do His work and be busy. We might need to remove any bad influence that is holding us back and making us indifferent. Maybe we need to check our friends and acquaintances. Resist the devil, James 4, verse 7. Tell him no and say yes to Jesus and obey Him. Start serving Him. Open your hearts again to Jesus like He invited the church at Laodicea in Revelation 3:20. Don't be a part of Satan's tool. Have zeal, have fervor, not indifference. Don't ever make light of God's invitation. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we hope that you'll have a good day.